It's a minute after the hour 5, and that was Morena Jesu by Saint Ephrem. I'm joined in the studio with Dr. Charles, and we were talking about fasting. But we're going to move on now to the message of the new year that was delivered by Our Lady. And Dr. Charles, are you just going to read it, or are you going to summarize it? What?
I think let me read it. I'll just try and read the crux of it.
All right.
Okay, so this is from God the Father. It was our triune God, mm-hmm. came with Mother Mary mm-hmm. to Fernanda, mm-hmm. The end of time's messenger. My child, Fernanda, I, your father, God. This was on the 1st of January.
2017.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm here in unison of voice, in conjunction with my son, Jesus of Nazareth. My dear people, I, your father, God, I come in love to you, my people. This is a father's love letter to all of you, my dear ones. I, your Father God, my Son Jesus of Nazareth, and the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, we are called the Triune God, the Holy Trinity. We are the three in one person, inseparable, undivided. I, your Father God, I created you all with so much love. I love you, each one of you, equally in my own image. My Son Jesus Christ, he is your Savior, the Redeemer of all of your sins. His love is unconditional to each one of you. The Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, he is your breath of life. Since you were conceived, he lives within you in every instant of your life. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no life. The Holy Spirit, he is your guidance at your crossroads, your teacher in conjunction with Mother Mary. But you, my people, you forget to ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to show you with clarity where the darkness is, what has been hidden in the dark to bring into the light. Do not fear to ask us, the Holy Trinity, for help, for guidance. When it seems like the boat is sinking, my Son Jesus Christ is there to rescue you, to bring you safely ashore. He is the captain of your boat, your ship. If you call him, us, we will never let you sink into the deep seas. My Son Jesus is your anchor at all times. My dear people, I am your Father God. This is a Father's love for each one of you. My people, in your lives, there are trials, hardships, and tribulations. Remember, my Son Jesus Christ was also born with persecutions and trials. Mother Mary with Saint Joseph also went through difficult times. They did not have easy lives. My people must understand, the Holy Family of Nazareth, they were chosen by me, their Father God, for a task, a mission. They accepted, but they also did not know what the future ahead of them was. As the angel appeared to Mother Mary to announce the birth of my Son Jesus Christ, that he was to be born, Mother Mary did not hesitate to accept her mission. Yes, it was also all new to her. The annunciation of the angel Gabriel for her to be the mother of my Son Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Saint Joseph was going to be married to Mary. They had no relations, yet he was also suffering during those difficult times. But the angel told him not to be afraid, to carry this task as it was the time for my Son Jesus Christ to be born. They had to run away to find a place for their son to be born. Yes, they did knock at a few places to find a proper home for their son to be born, yet all the doors were closed behind them. Mother Mary and Saint Joseph were very tired because of the long journey on a donkey through the desert. Oh, my people, yes, they also suffered tremendous pains. Then my son Jesus had to be born in a barn, in a manger between the animals. My people, again, King Herod was so furious because he knew the Savior of the world, the Messiah, was going to be born. Oh, my people, imagine the pain and sufferings of these parents. But yet they never gave up in trusting and carrying their task in this world. My people, as the time passed, as my son Jesus Christ was growing up, they also went through hardships and tribulations. As you all know, Mother Mary walked with her son Jesus, whom she loved dearly, as he was scourged, carrying a cross of your sins, being crucified and nailed to a cross. Then she received her son's dead body on her arms, her lap. She endured all those pains, not less than you, my people. Sometimes pass through in this world. But my people, the pains of my son Jesus Christ for each one of you, you will never understand nor comprehend the extent of his suffering. My dear people, I, your Father God, I love you all, so does my son Jesus Christ. Our love for you, our dear ones, is the same love that I, your Father, have for my Son, Jesus Christ. My Son, Jesus Christ's love for you is an ocean of mercy. I, your Father, God, I ask you, my dear people, my Son's second coming, end of times, is near. O do not fear these solemn words, but fear only the salvation of your souls. O do not offend my son's sacred heart any more. I, your Father God, I am a merciful Father. When you come to my son Jesus Christ's heart with a contrite, repentant heart, our hearts entwine with joy to receive you in our kingdom of heaven. Now this is Jesus Christ talking. My dear children, I, your Jesus Christ, I thank you for listening to and absorbing my Father God's love letter to all of you. My children, I, your Jesus Christ, I am here with my Father to convey, to help you understand about your trials and tribulations in your lives. But you, my children, despair and become despondent as your daily lives bring you pain and suffering. My dear children, I took up my cross with love for each one of you. Oh, my children, I did not promise paradise in this world. I did promise my kingdom of heaven for each one of you. But you, my children, if you go through the narrow gate on this earth, it is easy to enter the wide gate in heaven. My dear children, I, your Jesus Christ, I carry the cross for you, but you, my children, you do not see it. I carried it to alleviate your burdens, but you, my children, you do not surrender all of your worries and concerns to me. You sometimes carry burdens that do not belong to you. Anger, hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment for years, and as you come to eternal life, you still bring them with you. I, your Jesus Christ, I set all the example in this world. I was born in a manger instead of richness. I was placed with a crown of thorns instead of a crown of jewels. I carried a cross that was not mine, but I carried it for the love of you. I forgave my enemies upon the cross, but you, my children, do you forgive your enemies as the example I set? My dear children, come to my holy mass. Regularly come to confession with a contrite heart. Repent of your errors, faults, sins before it is too late. Tomorrow belongs to me. It might be too late. Receive my precious body worthy of me. Don't hurt me any more with your horrendous sins, unconfessed sins. Oh, I am standing with my son priest in confession to absolve you from all of your sins. Do not be afraid to confess if you have not been to confession for many years. I am not here to judge you, but to absolve you from all of your sins. This is the most beautiful present you can give me, your Jesus Christ. Leave all the unforgiveness, hatred, and resentment, all of this that I mentioned to you now, on this, the last day of December 2016. I, your Jesus Christ, I'm waiting for you on the 1st of January 2017 with my open arms to receive you in my heart. Oh, my dear children, pray for this chaotic world, for unity in families, for broken marriages, for all of my children's addictions, for my holy church, for my holy pope, for my son priests. I, your Jesus Christ, I'm waiting for the change of your hardened hearts. Love your enemies, your neighbors. Love your God, your Lord Jesus Christ, with all your hearts. My dear children, my love for you has no measurements. It's round like a ring. It has no end. I bless you. I give you my peace, the peace of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then Mother Mary, there's a short message if you want.
Yeah.
I, your Mother Mary, I'm also here with my son Jesus Christ. No, my dear children, I'm always next to my son Jesus Christ and vice versa. My dear children, I thank you for listening to this message of my son Jesus and our Father God through my son Jesus Christ's messenger for the end of times. I, your Mother, I ask you in this new year of 2017, I repeat the same many times and in all my apparitions all over the world. Pray the Holy Rosary, pray as a family, because the family that prays together stays together. The enemy, he hates my Hail Mary. He prowls the world so fiercely to destroy my children, causing havoc and confusion in families. His aim, which is becoming stronger and stronger, is to destroy families and marriages. But my children, the power of the Holy Rosary can combat his evil tricks. Oh, if only my children would listen and practice praying as a family. It is the strongest weapon against the enemy's tricks. My dear children, pray as my son Jesus asked you. Oh, my son Jesus' hand is getting heavier. Only prayers can help in this dismayed, disarrayed world. Come, my dear children, change your hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. Leave the past issues of last year. Come with an aim in your heart, soul, and mind to the new year, for 2017 to be a year of new life and a new beginning. I thank you, my dear children. I bless you, your loved ones, and all of my children. Thank you for responding to my call.
Wow.
It goes on a little bit about a personal discussion, because Fernanda spent her New Year's Eve in adoration, 5 hours in adoration, and they were so happy about it and excited about it, and they spoke about it there as well.
Wow.
She was singing to the angels, and they were apparently very excited.
Is Fernanda a very good singer?
Yes. So I think she's listening. So yeah. No, she's very good.
All right, Fernando and I are going to link up and try come up with something
on radio, please.
Dr. Charles, clearly family life is very big for Our Lady.
Yes.
And she clearly also is implying that family life has come under attack to some extent.
Yes, it's a huge... there's the two biggest things that are coming under attack today are families, mm-hmm. marriages as well, yeah. and the church.
I think we should actually talk about that, those attacks in the next session that we're going to have next month, to talk about how we're being attacked in our marriages, how we're being attacked in the church. The time is exactly 12 minutes after 5, and Radio Veritas is where you logged on to. In case you've just tuned in, it's Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, and the medium is 576 AM, and some people are listening to us via DSTV on 870, and I'm joined in studio with Dr. Charles Pritchard. And we've just been catching up and opening the first show of the new year. And in the first half of the show, we were talking about fasting. And now we've just heard him read the message that was delivered by the Trident God.
Trident
God. Jeez, English.
Holy Trinity.
Holy Trinity. English. Oh, yes. Taking me back to my theology days. English is my seventh language, Dr. Charles. So sometimes I get to butcher it. But Dr. Charles, thank you very much for joining us in studio. And same time, same place next month. And yes. We look forward to seeing you.
And God bless you, and God bless all the listeners.
Thank you very much for all that you're thank doing you. At Alpha Omega Ministries and...
Mission. Thank you.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Times get rough, and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water. I would lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes, silver girl. Sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way.
That was Michael W. Smith with Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Very beautiful song, Dr. Charles. What's your take on that?
Lovely.
One of my favorite tracks, hey, when I do this segment of the show, I always have Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Very typical.
From the start.
It does, hey, it does. And sometimes all we need is that bridge. And as men,
and Jesus is the bridge.
Bridge, exactly.
The Holy Eucharist.
Exactly. Yes. Dr. Charles, it's been fun having you in studio. Thank you very much for enlightening us. And thank you very much for coming back. It's good to have you back in studio. And unfortunately, we've come to the end of this show. And we have to say our goodbyes. And we have to pay the bills before we do that.
Put some adverts up. That you forgot to put up.
Yes, so we need to do that. But any parting message before you go? Any words of encouragement to our listeners for the new year?
And yes, I think just remember, Jesus loves you. It's that simple. So he really does love you, and he's loving and forgiving. And don't be scared to meet him in confession. And just open your heart to him and start looking at others with love, and he'll come quickly.
Mm. I'd also like to say to our listeners, they should never be afraid. Once God marks you as his beloved son or daughter, you are his. He doesn't reject us. He doesn't throw us away. And I think our listeners in 2017 should always and should never forget that they're God's beloved daughters. They're God's beloved sons. No matter what they're faced with, no matter what they're going through.
And what they've done. Remember the prodigal son. The Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are waiting with open arms.
And it's very easy for us, I think, as we journey through life to forget whose we are and to whom we belong. We often think we belong to our families and to other people and to other things, but we're just entrusted to them.
That's right.
Ultimately.
They're just our earthly parents.
Exactly. Ultimately, we are God's, and that's where we belong. And yes. Again, I'm saying, do not be afraid, because God has marked you as his favorite son.
And he has no favorites. And remember, he says he loves you like he loves his son Jesus. The Father loves you like he loves his son Jesus.
Wow.
That's a big love.
Does he love me that the same way he loves Christ?
That's what he said there in the message.
Wow.
So
so God has no favorite son and daughter, right?
Has no favorites, as any good father would have.
That's a story for another day. Dr. Charles, we're back next week. First Wednesday of the month. Is it the first Wednesday of the month? Wednesday of the month, and we're back next week with you. And next month, we'll be talking about possessions and demons and send in your questions if you want to engage us on that. It's a very interesting topic, one of my favorite, and people are very, very afraid about talking about that. But on Changing Gear, there is nothing that is taboo. So we'll be talking about demons and evil and all that people are afraid about. Dear friends, it's 21 minutes after the hour 5, and it's been fun. It's been blessed, and thank you very much for tuning in. And from Tato, Simbarashe, myself, and Dr. Charles, and the whole afternoon crew, thank you very much, and may God's light be upon you. Follow me on Facebook, it's Brian Mhlanga, and on Twitter, it's OP Brian, and I'm back on Friday as we celebrate our Catholic Pride. From myself and the team, may God's light always shine upon you. Be blessed.